the Hostile Zone, hosted by the infamous and dangerous and much lied about Eric A. Sinani. This is where public corruption, abuse of power, a waste and misuse of public dollars, and ultimately using your personal position for gaining power influence over others is met with extreme hostility. Otherwise, everyone else is welcome. Welcome to the Hostile Zone.
And welcome to the Hostile Zone, take two, week two. Welcome again. I'm Eric A. Sinani, your infamous and dangerous and definitely real in person, on-air personality, pulling back that curtain on waste, abuse, fraud, and corruption for people that step on you and waste your public dollars, your government services. I'm here looking at you. Yes, you, you, and you. I'm also here with my temporary, maybe more permanent co-host, Miss Bianca C. Say hello to the crowd.
Hello, everyone.
Say hello to the multiple cameras.
Hi, everyone. You and you and you.
Let me start by just saying, without cutting you off, we have a couple different cameras going right now. Plus, many of you are listening to this via iHeart or iTunes and all the other services that are out there, as well as our TV people who are on subscription network, cable networks, etc. Let me just say one thing before we go forward. Again, this is week two, so cut me a break here. And I'm really trying to make this work, as well as Miss Bianca is. But we are in, so. Thank you, a work in progress. So that being said, our cameras are not always as good as we'd like them to be. So if there's a little delay or, lighting or something like that, please know that we're going to be working on that further as we progress with the show. So would you like to say anything, or would you like to hit a note for the crowd? What? How about this? Even though you're a temporary on-air personality, a co-host, you are a professional recording artist and singer.
I am.
You have some concerts coming up. So why don't you start the show off with a note? Give us something great. Fire away. Give us something. Look at the people and give it to them. And remember, you want to get your mic over there because last week you were not so loud. Mm-hmm. I'm a very loud in your face person.
I'm trying to be more heard now.
Again, we're working on audio and tech issues. Okay.
All right. And I am telling you, I'm not going. You're the best man I ever know. There's no way I could ever go. And darling, there's no way. No, 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 no way. I'm living without you.
And America can't live with people who are stealing your tax dollars. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody gets some kind of check. And they pay tax, right? There's a couple things in life they say that are guaranteed. You're going to die. I'm sorry. If you didn't know that, you probably need to be doing something other than watching my show or listening to me. You need to be talking to somebody else. If you didn't know, you're going to die. The other thing you're going to do is you're going to pay income tax, property tax. You're always going to pay tax.
Right.
And so that's what we're talking about. But you know what's interesting? It just came to me now. And this
came to you.
I know, right? This must be the ADD. That shows my age. ADHD in me. My mind jumps all over the place. That's why I got my pen and my notepad here. It's an interesting point here. Think about this and follow me, Will. And please, we'll be wanting people to message in on this and go to the call lines. Mm-hmm. Because here's something funny. You go to work, right? And let's just forget about getting to work and buying gas and all that. Because, you know, it's 2023, post-COVID, especially now with everything remote.
Right.
But let's say you're already at work. It's remote or whatever it may be. You work all week, you get a paycheck. Then that paycheck, you look at your check, and there's that section that says FICA, which is, you know, your federal income tax, et cetera. And then you got your state income tax. All right. So we're not even going to go into your other things that are being taken out of your money. We're just going to talk about tax dollars.
Okay, I've seen that before.
So right, a lot of people
don't understand
unless,
where your money goes. So
unless if you're, you know, one of the infamous people that get, you know, done a million things, but you only get caught for tax fraud, you pay taxes. So here it is. You pay taxes. You work, you pay taxes. Then the little money you have left over, and generally it's a little money because they take a lot. Mm-hmm. That little money you got left over, you then make a decision. I'm going to spend it, and not just on fun stuff. You're going to spend it on food, gas, and forget fun, movie tickets. Maybe you indulge in an alcohol beverage.
So the important things.
Yeah,
okay.
But you're spending it. Bottom line, what I'm trying to say is you're spending that money. Mm-hmm. And then some of it you're hopefully, and really this is real, and the sad part is I don't want to go off on a sidebar conversation here, but you should be saving some of it or putting it in the bank, let's say. Yes, I know. Don't call me in and beat me up. Second week of the show. And yes, I know most people don't even have, they say less than, most America does not even have $1,000 in the bank at any given time. But let's just say for fun, for the show, you put it in a bank and you spend it. But when you spend it, guess what?
What?
You have to pay sales tax. You're saying, wow, but didn't I just work and make that money and I paid that FICA and that state income? Why am I paying tax again to spend the money that I already was taxed on? Doesn't make sense, right? You're like, well, let me not spend the money.
True.
Let me spend, not spend it, right?
Right, right.
So then you put it in the bank. All right, the end of the year. I got a whole whopping $100. Then you got to pay tax on your savings. What is this? So I spend it, I get taxed. I save it, I get taxed.
Mm-hmm.
I worked, I got taxed. But if I don't do anything with it, I save it. What do I do? I put it under my mattress. Don't do that, America. That's illegal. That's the point. Don't put it under the mattress. Don't do that. Erickson and I did not say defraud the tax of people, IRS, or anybody else. Anyway,
I put in my sunglasses.
There you go.
You know, sunglass boxes.
There you go. Some people put it in their under the hood of their car, their shoe. Have you ever been known to put money in your bra?
I have.
You know, see, that's not that kind of show. It's not that kind of show. Not that kind of show, but it does happen.
That's the safest place because I know if anybody gets near it, they get their face punched.
Right, exactly. So, again, week two on the show. Going to have much better stuff next week. We've been on location. So we have filmed in different spots. So we don't seem to have a permanent set up going on, but we will be on location again next week at a different spot. So we're hoping to have different stuff. But what I wanted to say is I always have my pen with me. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Your handy dandy pen?
I got my wonderful little book here.
Let me see this.
Little notebook. Oh, but my pen, yeah. Would you like to say what the pen is?
Nice and fancy. It says Abraham Lincoln.
Really? Ooh, very nice. Now you're going to get me to both of these things. I have something over here that I'm going to show in a second. This pen here is official Abraham Lincoln pen for my camera. So I can zoom in on that. Mm-hmm. Zoom in on this camera. Right. Zoom in on there. So the Abraham Lincoln pen is, I carry it everywhere I go. I have a lot of things that I like about Abraham Lincoln. He's probably one of my most influential people. I'm going to get there. Don't break that out yet. Keep this away. I'm going to get there. I never go anywhere without this next thing too. But Abraham Lincoln is very important to me. So let's keep that for another show. We'll get into more detail. And I'm probably going to bring up Abraham Lincoln a lot.
Okay.
A lot. And the other thing that I always have handy dandy.
And what is that?
A copy of the United States Constitution and Declaration of Independence.
Mm,
right.
At least everybody sees.
Okay. This one goes with me everywhere. Look at this. Everywhere I go.
It's so tiny.
And this one is compliments of the Cato Institute. Mm. Thank you, Cato Institute, for this wonderful copy, as well as other copies that I have. of this. I'm going to mention about this too, because I really am really, I go off on a thing about the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence.
I have a joke. It's a pocket.
Oh, God. So, yes, it is a pocketbook, and the Constitution and this book is a great book. The Cato Institute provided this one. I've gotten other ones from the Heritage Foundation, et cetera. As some of you may know, I've been a professor, faculty member at several different universities and colleges. Yes, and most recently, a law professor for publishing law books. I review and write and edit books for various law schools for a publisher, of which I can't name. So anyway, my point is, over the years, I've had students in various criminal justice, criminology, et cetera, courses. And no matter what the course is, I always discuss the what? Constitution. I discuss the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments. 1, 2, 3, all the way to 10. The first 10 amendments. And I have been known, students will attest, I have been known to provide these copies to my students free of charge. Because I will call and get them given out. I believe it's very important. And I bring it up all the time. I don't want to go off on a thing about it, but you know, I talk about it everywhere.
I have
copies of them everywhere.
Absolutely. So not a day goes by. Every other day. Every day.
Not a day. So I believe that we might be coming up to a commercial break soon. I'm not sure. I don't hear anything on that. So I guess we're going to keep going. So I get a little sip of my coffee here. And we're going to go on to break. The Hostile Zone will be right back. Do not leave your seat.
Use your voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice.
I am Eric A. Sinati. You've never heard of me. Or yes, you have. You're questioning, have you? You're thinking about it. Either way, you will know me now. 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern. Do not be anywhere else. Be seated in your car, in your office, on your couch. I don't care what you're doing. Put the remote down. Put the hands-free away. Listen to the radio. You're listening to me, the Hostile Zone, where we pull back the curtain and expose and hold no punches on people that use their position and use your money for no good.
Use your voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice.
And welcome back to the Hostile Zone. Thank you. I hope you're still listening and watching. Not sure, but I'm getting a feeling that somebody may not be here. You need to come back. Who would not want to listen and hear all this?
Oh yeah.
Right?
Oh yes.
Do you want to expound a little bit? Because again, it's a new show. Mm-hmm. And we have tons of content, and where the emails and messages are just a lot. We're gonna have a whole segment on that. But do you want to give a little expound of some stuff that you've noticed over the past week since the show was aired and we were talking about it?
Well, I've heard all over that people's been listening to. So, the fellow viewers, thanks for tuning in again. We love your support, and it's been fun so far. and it keeps us motivated to go even more. So I'm glad about that. And we do talk about like other subjects too that people want to hear, and we're always open-minded on what people want to hear too. So absolutely. Thanks for your opinion, guys.
Right, and don't hold back. We've been getting a lot of messages and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy for that. And we're going forward with how that's working. And things are popping up as we're talking. So it's so much going on. So anyway, I would say that we had pretty good amount of listeners and viewers last week.
Mm-hmm.
And that I find that to be very good for in a whole, I think, right?
Right.
And interestingly enough, and because of the sensitive nature of the things we discuss on the show and people's personal lives and the things that are surrounding our network of people, there's a lot going on, and I would love to expound further on things that have transpired in yet only 7 days since the last show.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to tell you, my fans and my public, which we hit high numbers, and we want higher numbers.
Tell your friends.
Tell your friends, yes. But yes. I want to say, it's so hard, I'm holding back. I can't tell everything, but we have so much good information to put out about individuals and things that our team is working on. Mm-hmm. I want to say, without going into detail, that some people may not actually know or understand the reach of what our investigative journalists have been doing, and what I have been involved in for a number of years, and the amount of people that I've spoken to,
really?
And the amount of people that provide information to me on a continual basis, you would be shocked. Some of you, who will be talked about at some point, will be blown away when I'm able to tell all the things that are being told to me and that from the independent emails that I receive, because they're not for emails that are readily available for people to see, but I mean, it's just immense, and now I have to keep my mouth shut. And anybody that knows me, it's very difficult to
Ooh,
do that.
Do tell.
Very difficult. So I can. So, I mean, I need to keep it on wraps. But for some of you, and I'm going to say some of you, you really might want to rethink using this thing right here on the top of your head, inside your head, the top part, because the lower part is more for movement. The top part. And really maybe bring it to the frontal lobe where we have feelings and thoughts, but also put it back a little bit on what it is that you say and do about people and what it is that you think you're going to get away with, but not be exposed later. Because I had a friend of mine tell me something about somebody else, and they quoted them as the Lone Ranger. And I like that. I like that.
I do. It's nice.
You
Lone
know,
Ranger.
Huh. It's obvious that there's some people. And there's some people question the level of where people will go to defend others and to unite and speak the truth.
Okay.
And how much can you do to somebody and they're still going to get up? Well, oh, my. Here we go. Sly. Sylvester Stallone. Going to quote you. How much can you take and get back up? How much can you take? How much you think you're going to do to somebody and they're going to back down? If they haven't run away or back down yet, you're the fool. You are, not them. Because at the end of the day, they're going to come back and they're going to stand there. And eventually, everybody gets the sheet and the curtain pulled back. And you're exposed for the rotten, corrupt, vindictive people that you are.
Hmm.
You know, nice guys do finish last, I guess they say. But what is it? Revenge is best dish served cold or something like that. I don't remember. I'm not like, I don't know.
Getting close. Okay.
And there's not, and nobody's vengeful or revengeful here. I'm just making statements to the fact of the things that I hear from people that are providing information. I can safely announce that we've added three more investigative journalism staff, reporters, correspondents, whatever you're going to call it.
Mm.
Shout out to a couple of different unions that are assisting us with that. Two different unions. Thank you for your support with that. So we've added those new investigative journalists, and the information is running wild. So this is something, now moving on to a slightly different topic, but going back to, I'm holding it up, the Constitution. We're going to discuss the Bill of Rights for a second, because I did, and I believe you were you did a performance or like a one or two songs somewhere during the week. We're not going to say they're not paying for the promotion. No, but that it's happened somewhere. So, and
if you go on my Facebook page, you can find out where I'll be singing.
There you go. Yes, you can.
That's all I can say.
And actually, hold on. I did this last week. Real low budget here.
Bianca C.
Like C. Can you see? I will hold up for all the cameras. Bianca C. S-E-A. B-I-A-S-E-A. There it is. My low budget sign. Oh, by the way, I remember last week when I was talking about the whiteboard, it's Karl Rove, the architect of the George Bush campaign. In 2004, his reelection, George Bush called him the architect. Karl Rove has been seen on many news networks that we deal with, one of which he's on all the time and others. But he's known for his whiteboard. And that's what I was quoting. If you saw the show or listened to the show last week, when I grabbed my piece of paper and I went on my low budget piece of paper, I was referring to Karl Rove, the architect, as he would grab his whiteboard and his dry eraser and write about stuff. So anyway,
that solved my curiosity now. Thank you.
Did you actually remember, or you just BS'ing me on
there? I was wondering all week.
Were you? So anyway, I want to go back to the Constitution for a second. I want to talk about the Bill of Rights. As I stated, the Bill of Rights are the first 10 amendments to the United States Constitution. Mm. Now, this is not a law class. This is not anything like that. It's not a class. This is a on-air talk show. We're not providing legal advice. Do we need somebody to do that? What a disclaimer. And it's not that. Like on a Obama commercial that you can't read, but, they speak fast. It's not one of those. It's an on-air personality. But anyway, the Constitution, Bill of Rights, first 10 amendments. Number four is your protection from illegal search and seizure of your person, property, and ready, here's a good one, papers. Yes, read it in the Constitution, papers. You ask, what are papers, right?
What are papers?
At the time, our founding fathers and our creators, papers were literally your papers in your desk, et cetera, right? Mm. So now the Constitution, it's very an interesting conversation, because your papers and personal property include more than a horse carriage and your little house or colonial whatever. It may include a motor vehicle. It may include a smartphone, right? It may include a wallet. Or how about this? Your computer. How about your private emails?
Ah.
How about your Facebook? Speaking of that, let me write something down. I read this. I'm gonna circle in my notes. Okay, I'm gonna get to that in a second.
Okay.
So your Fourth Amendment, like I said, includes all these things. Number four, So that includes illegal. Protection from illegal search and seizure of these things. So papers now include a lot more things. And this has led to a lot of discussion. And one of which I want to have, please message us and tell us. And we will be having a call-in number at some point. I'm not exactly sure when, because again, the show is brand new. We will be taking live calls. So if production will let me know at what point that information, so we can move forward with that. When I'm going to do that, I'm not sure. So anyway, moving forward, the Fourth Amendment protection. Papers could include anything, emails, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I'm not a big fan of these things. I'm embarrassed. I had AOL and I had MySpace.
Oh my God. That's right. That's
there
really
we go.
Going
Did I just
back.
Get some? I lost some listeners and viewers, but I got some new ones.
Some people don't even know what MySpace was. Right.
Actually, not too long ago, I saw it was still out there.
Wow.
So anyway, that was an investment lost. Anyway, so I do have Facebook, And apparently now I have an Instagram and a Twitter. I don't know. I'm working on it, people. I do pay attention. So anyway, I tend to get off topic, back to the ADHD, but Fourth Amendment papers. So when I say, we're not going to get into detail on the papers on the Fourth Amendment and everything, but it's about your illegal search and seizure, et cetera. I saw something the other day, and okay, this is back to your the song. We were in a fairly large city, and I don't want to go into details because I don't want to call anybody out on this. But we saw a motor vehicle that was pulled over by law enforcement. I want to say 4 or 5 police cars.
About, yeah.
Yeah. Accurate. I want to say at least 3 marked police cars, maybe 4, and definitely 1 unmarked. And I'm not going to describe the individuals that were in the car, and I'm not going to tell you what agency it was. But the point of the story here is, people, the point is I saw the infraction. I saw the infraction. And I'm going to say infraction.
Okay.
Because there's a difference between an infraction, an offense, and a criminal act. Also, there's a difference between municipal ordinances, city ordinances, indictable offenses or felonies, misdemeanors, and disorderly persons, et cetera. But an infraction would be a motor vehicle infraction, depending on where you live. In some states, believe it or not, are so off the wall that motor vehicle infractions are considered criminal offenses, which just boggles my mind. We'll get into that later.
So what happened?
So this vehicle, I watched the infraction. I believe you were still coming out when I saw this. I was out there with one of the other correspondents. I did not record it. I did not say anything or anybody saw it, and we discussed it, me and some people, and then you came out and saw the second half of it.
All right.
They were searching this individual's car after this person pulled out of a parking spot and did something that most guys, gentlemen out there, you know that we've done this, with the tires, right, and sped off. They did it. It was definitely in a reckless or careless manner, I guess, without trying to sound legally like, but it was not appropriate, but we've all been there, done it. Nonetheless, I believe there was at the minimum some sort of infraction, whether it would be careless driving or reckless driving or, you know, something of that nonsense, unsafe driving, whatever, depending on where you are. But anyway, a block later, this gentleman spun a tire, sped off. He only sped the tire. It was not really that long. He thought his car was more powerful than that. And again, I'm not going to say the vehicle of the car because I don't want the maker of the car to comment on it. But he spun the vehicle, the tires, and went down a half a block,
No way.
And then he made a turn. And then I happened to have been walking, and you came out, and we were walking down the street, and we saw, and I said to you, do you remember this?
I said, did you see
all those cars?
Yeah.
Is that the guy that we just saw? And yes, it was. Pulled over. This was maybe, what do you think, five, how long? Minutes?
Not like less than 10 minutes.
Yeah, not even 10 minutes. We had to basically walk, but he drove.
Wasn't it around the corner?
It was, yeah, to the left. Yeah.
To the left. Okay, right. Yes.
And they were searching the car. The gentleman and his people in the car were out of the car. Mm-hmm. And this officer was deep in his car like he owned it. I thought maybe for a minute he might be the detail guy vacuuming out the back seat. It was a smaller car, but he had his body all up in that car searching through it. And I remember saying to myself, on what grounds did they have the right to go in and search that car? And remember, we had a conversation with the rest of the members of the crew that were with us and one of the guests that were with us, mm-hmm, about what is the statute on that and here it is. I'm holding it up for my listeners. I'm holding up my little copy of the Constitution. Fourth Amendment is very complex discussion, but in the crux, basic sense of the issue, there is a thing called Plainview Doctrine, and that's when law enforcement looks in and they can plainly see whatever it is in your car, home, whatever, or they're in your house on some other matter. But Plainview Doctrine would allow them to be able to use what it is they found.
So anything visible on
yes,
my middle console?
But they'd have to see it, yes.
Really?
But that would not be the reason to get in the car, to search a car, unless if it was what they saw was another criminal matter. Which brings me to another reason they would have ability to search.
Okay.
The other reason would be subject or incident to arrest.
Hmm.
incident to arrest. So without making this a real in-depth process, and I tend to want to do that, so cut me off if I do. Because then if you're not getting me, they're not getting me out there either. But subject to arrest or incident to arrest would be if I was being charged, if you were being arrested, Miss Bianca C, for being beautiful while driving, right? Okay. And they were going to arrest you for that offense. They would basically be able to search your persons for potential weapon contraband, that sort of thing. Basically for officer safety purposes, that you're not getting into a law enforcement car, police car, really? With a contraband or a weapon. Hmm. Technically, that would be the real reason, but they're going to check you again at county jail or whatever you may be going to detention center. And then they would, and then this is, again, I'm going to have people that are going to argue with me on this. I'm sorry for people that will, and that's why the law has a lot of gray areas. And again, this is not an endorsement, and I'm not providing legal advice, but there is gray area.
Okay.
Subject to arrest would be your persons, as well as some may want to say and want to believe, such as myself, within reach of the person being arrested. Within reach of the person being arrested.
Okay.
Which has led to many interesting arguments that when you're arrested and you're taken from a vehicle, why would they be searching in the trunk of the vehicle? I don't know what that has to do with you and that charge was, unless you did something that would open up an additional investigation into the trunk, which if you're a law enforcement personnel or somebody, you may want to just get a warrant from the judge or have the person sign consent. But to my viewing and listening public, never give consent to search. You don't have to, and don't do it. Okay. You don't have to give consent to search. You don't have to speak. The right to remain silent, keep it. We'll talk about that too. Maybe that day, Miranda warnings.
Oh, I did hear about Miranda warnings.
Yeah, we're going to get there. Don't get me there. I'm putting out the next in there. And I believe we may be going to a commercial break. I'll wait for them to tell me it's commercial break soon, but I think we're running up on a time limit. I don't want to start too far. But yes, we're deep into the car and we're being told, so don't go anywhere. I'm going to remember where we are. And we're going to come right back to the Fourth Amendment. I'm going to discuss the search of this car, incident to search. You are in the hostile zone.
Use your voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice, use your voice, the naughty hears you.
This is Eric A. Sinati. You're asking who this guy is? Eric A. Sinati is the guy you're going to be listening to at 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern on this station and this station only. This is where you're going to be in the hostile zone, where I'm going to pull back the curtain and expose public abuse, abuse of public dollars, and people who, yes, use their position for personal gain and use their position to hold you down to expound their life. We're going to pull it back. We're going to show you who they are. And we're going to call them out in the hostile zone. See you there. 6 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Monday. You do not want to miss it.
Use your voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice.
All right. Are you still here? Welcome back to the hostile zone.
I hope you guys are still here.
This so let's awesome. Pick right up on this because I don't want to run into too much craziness on time here. So we were on the Fourth Amendment and we were talking about the search of this vehicle. All right. I don't want to get into the specifics of this particular motor vehicle stop and the search. I will say that subject to arrest, incident to arrest, also Plainview Doctrine and a warrant signed by a judicial officer, most likely a judge, a magistrate, etc. Some jurisdictions, don't quote me, have a little bit different rules on that. They'll allow certain members of the judiciary to sign a warrant, but I would say in the most part of the place, it's not going to be somebody, it's going to be somebody of higher level, because if it's a felony or a indictable offense for my New Jerseyans, indictable offenses, because we don't have felonies in New Jersey. We have indictable offenses, non-indictable offenses. Misdemeanors are not there. They're in New York and other states. We have in New Jersey, we have disorderly persons offenses, and petty disorderly persons offenses, and municipal ordinances and indictable offenses. But what's that going to be doing? Anyway, so your right to not be searched, person, property, or papers.
Okay.
This motor vehicle search, again, not going to go into detail, but is something it alarms me because I've been watching a lot of stuff on Facebook and YouTube, etc., as we gather content for the show and we're building up what we're trying to do. And I'm saying to myself, this is something we're seeing happen all too often.
It's scary.
And that's why the show is here, because we're going to pull back the curtain on those people that just think that the Fourth Amendment doesn't exist anymore. You can film in public, people. You can film in public. You can use your phone. Yeah, you can. You can use your phone. You can go into a government building and film. Don't let them tell you you can't do it. You can do it. You own the building. It's a tax-funded building. You pay tax. Back to the first minute of the show. You pay tax. Yeah. You own that building. We own that building. Now, you're in certain private areas of certain agencies, specifically dealing with children and things of sensitive nature, not excluding national security matters and things of that. I'm talking otherwise government.
Okay.
But you can film that. There's no right. There's no expectation of privacy. It's a government building. I know that they try to stop that. I see lots of videos on that. So I'm looking at my notes here. There's two things that I want to address. I'm going to get into a story that I read this week. And this isn't just coming to my mind now. So it's kind of like, wasn't planned. So moving to the story, I want to tell you something else. There's you have your Miranda warnings we were just talking about.
Right, right.
Everybody watches Law and Order. Shout out to Dick Wolf on that. Great, great job on all your shows.
I love that show.
Everybody loves, and he got all the other stuff going on there. But everybody knows.
You learned.
You heard it.
So addicting.
Yeah, it's addicting. But the key was you heard her say you learned so much.
You shouldn't.
It's not a class. And that's the problem.
Okay.
That's exactly where I'm going to go.
Tell me what's
you're not. It's not a lecture. You should sit to one of my lectures.
All right, I'll take you on for that.
Take me up on that.
All right, I'll take you up.
People watch and they hear, you have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have a right to an attorney, blah, 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 right? We watch that. Mm-hmm. Now let me tell you how it really goes. Okay. All right? Anybody that's been through a training or taken for a job, at least in stuff that I've been involved in, you have like a pre-training or an academy or something, and then they teach you the book, and then they tell you this is how it's really done. You know, a lot of people know what I'm talking about. You know, anybody that's been through a class, they're like, all right, let me tell you what's in the book, and then this is how it's really done. Well, let me tell you how it really goes. The Miranda warnings, and I'll tell you the history of it briefly in a second.
Okay.
Right to remain silent. Right to, an attorney, all that stuff. Well, this is how it goes. You have the right to remain silent. Absolutely correct. Anything you say can and will be used against you. They're not going to, that's nonsense. It's will be used against you. And that's the verbiage. Can and will is for TV. Will be used against you. And you better assume you and moi better assume anything you say will, and I'm telling you, it will be used against you. Even now, more so in 2023, with everything on camera. They're going to show that. That's the way it is.
Seriously?
So it's not can and will. There's nothing. There's no expectation of privacy either. We're going to get into that. But it's always been, and I have original copies of how they used to give out to law enforcement, little pieces of paper that went in your hat. In the little sleeve in your hat.
And it was,
and now in the ticket book too.
Oh, yeah,
and it would tell them, and they'd have the book like this, and it would tell them the rights, because, you know, if you screw up the rights, that messes a whole lot. Yeah, it's a cheat sheet. So it's going to be can and will. No. What did Sonati say? Will be used against you. Now, you always have the right to remain silent, but the part can and will, it's going to be will used against you. Now, how about the part to an attorney? Yes. But here it is. Ready, ladies and gentlemen? You're still going to pay for it. Yes.
Really?
Yes. Listen carefully when you watch real shows. No offense to the fun shows, the series, but you could have a lawyer appointed to you for a fee at your cost. Now, it's a sliding scale and a reduced cost based on what you can afford, but you could be stuck out there with no, you're just not going to get a free lawyer. And that's not going to happen at 3 a.m. when you get pulled over. So keep that in mind, people. You're not going to have a lawyer just hanging out at local police headquarters when you get brought in for whatever nonsense charge it is, depending on where you live. If it's a nonsensical state where they just bring people in for garbage reasons that really are just a waste of public dollars. I'm not going to get into what I believe on public nuisance crimes and things where they just bleed you for money and they waste more money by processing people through the system than they do letting you go. Which will get me up on a whole bail reform thing, which we're going to go into bail reform another day. So this is my other point, and I'm going to get to the story, and then we're going to move into a commercial break and probably close out with some talk about mail. So Miranda warnings, you've heard it. It actually stems from a Supreme Court case, Miranda v. Arizona.
Oh.
Yes, Miranda v. Arizona. And this is not a class, but look it up, ladies and gentlemen, Miranda v. Arizona. Basically, it was, please don't look it up now. it was a case out of Arizona, Miranda versus Arizona v. Arizona. And it was where he had a, now I'm going to get into details, but it was a case where he basically did not know what his rights were. He did not know that he had the right to remain silent, that he had the right to an attorney. He didn't know that. So because of that, his case went up for appeal. And we'll get into that in further segments, further episodes. Again, we're in episode 2. So, work with me. But he appealed it. It went to the Supreme Court, hence the name Miranda v. Arizona. And that in itself made it where they have now. They must read you these things.
Really?
Called the Miranda warnings. They must tell you your rights because Mr. Miranda at the time did not know what his rights were. So they maybe, and I'm not talking about anybody, don't misconstrue my words. Don't be like many people and put words in my mouth or take a quote from me and take it out of context and make it something else. I'm not making fun. I'm not criticizing or ridiculing any of those people that were involved in that case.
I wouldn't think you
would. Or those officers or anybody on the street patrolling these days or doing anything. I have the utmost respect for everybody that serves in every capacity. Trust me, I do. And many of you know that, except for a few who want to believe otherwise. But anyway, that's why you get the rights read to you. Please email us if you have questions about that. And I would be happy to provide you context and resources. And we will put that up on the website. The show website will be on the station's website soon with a link to that, as well as I believe there'll be a Facebook, et cetera. So before we roll out of the show and move on, because we're running out of time, I don't even know the time. Yes, we're running out of time. I'm going to get yelled at soon. I'm so new at this. I'm sorry. The case I read, and I believe it was, it was an abortion case out of, somewhere out west. And I forgive me. And here's another thing. I never speak if I don't know the answer. I will tell you honestly, I don't know the answer, but tomorrow I will. Kind of like where I came back with the architect thing. If I don't remember, you call me out and I don't know the answer. Right. I read this story and I was not going to discuss it today. I wasn't, but it came up because we went on these issues. This case was about an abortion case where a mother ordered some abortion pills online for her daughter to basically have an abortion. And I am not going to discuss Roe v. Wade, which is a Supreme Court case on abortion and where we stand on that and where my opinion is. This is a down the middle, fair, balanced, open discussion show. And I'm not going to provide opinions on that. And I'm not going to discuss those issues. We're only going to talk about relevant stuff that's important to conversation, not to opinion. I'm not here to offend anybody. I'm not here to do any of that. So with that said, I had to throw that caveat in there.
Okay.
But this particular state, I guess, does not allow abortion or whatever their statute is. But the fact is that where I'm going to get with the Fourth Amendment is in this story, and I don't have it, but I will make sure I provide it to the website so you can look at it. It was in the New York Times. I can say that. It wasn't in the New York Times, even though being a small town case. But what I'm going to circle back to, everybody, is this book in my hand, The Constitution. They quoted in the story that they were in possession of private Facebook messages. That is what I want you to keep in your head, because the light bulb, I don't know if I could have a light bulb, somebody here, a light bulb went off above my head. And I said, well, how did they have access to somebody's private Facebook messages?
Right.
But for, there's the word, but for somebody getting in there. So did they provide them voluntarily? I would suspect, speculation, everybody. I would suspect, no, I don't think the mother or the daughter provided Facebook information on their stuff. Did the article mention a search warrant that was issued to gain access? Because again, your person, property, and papers. Facebook would be a paper. Maybe some might say property, definitely not a person. But if it was on your phone, then I guess there would be, you know, a property on your person.
Okay.
But I don't know how they got that. So I know I rambled here, but that's a good story. I'm going to look into it further. So this way we can expound on that.
Well, what was its title?
Oh, my Lord. Why would you call me out on that? It was something about, wait. Teen's gonna serve 90 days for having abortion with prescription or something, using drugs for abortion.
Wow.
But when I opened the story, you really cracked the can of worms here, Miss Bianca C.
I'm so curious.
The media, let's be real, and I'm a member of it, but the media does not always portray the truth. They might, I'm not saying they lie. I'm not going to be one of those fake news people saying that. I mean, I believe there is a lot of fake news out there. People mask themselves, mask. For my listeners, I'm holding something over my face and opening it and closing it like a mask, peekaboo. Anyway, some of us, you see me? I see you. Trust me, your brother sees you. Papers, property papers, they see you. So I don't know, but the article, when I opened it, I saw it and I was like, wow, charged with using prescription drugs.
How's that possible?
But then I read the story and it was not actually that. The story was more in depth. So we have about 30 seconds left. My producer's screaming at me in the ear here, which keeps falling out of my ear. So we need them to get me a better piece. So I'm going to thank everybody for being on the Hostile Zone. And next week, we're going to be a little bit more organized than we were last week. So, Miss Bianca C., on the way out, why don't you end us with our lovely, lovely national anthem and bring it on.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare as the bombs bursting in air gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
See you next week, people. The Hostile Zone.
Use your voice, Sonati hears you. Use your voice.
Let it be heard. Use your voice. Sonati hears you. Use your voice.
Thank you for listening to the Hostile Zone. Because in Sonati Zone, I hear everything, everywhere. For everyone else, see you next Monday for more outrageous talk where we pull back that curtain and we hold no punches. To everyone else, from me to you, have a great week. And always remember, treat others kind and your family kinder. And always love our country.
Use your voice, Sonati hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, Sonati heard you. Use your voice.
And Sonati heard you.